This is Laura Boosinger, and we're down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina with the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW. Shape note singing is often considered a Southern tradition, but it actually began in colonial New England. The new settlers primarily sang psalms. When singing schools were established to improve the quality of congregational singing, new systems of music notation, including shaped notes, were developed to make it easier to sing the music by sight reading. This new movement in sacred music swept through the Blue Ridge Mountains at the dawn of the 19th century. Itinerant singing masters migrated south to teach the shapes in churches, homes, and schools. In shape note singing, notes on the staff are given distinctive shapes, triangles, ovals, and even a half moon, as an added visual cue. The shapes correspond to the notes of the familiar do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do musical scale. Today in the Blue Ridge Mountains, the most beloved shaped note songbook is the Christian Harmony, which was compiled in the 19th century by upcountry South Carolinian William Walker. He was known as Singin' Billy. Traditionally, participants at singings sit in a square formation with tenor, alto, lead, and bass occupying different sides. In many mountain communities, the church choir loft is used instead of the open square. Leaders are called to lead a song for the lesson, being careful not to choose another singer's well-established favorite. At a singing school or singing convention, singers sing the tune by the characters before they sing the lyrics, which are also known as the poetry. When the four banks of singers join together in harmony, the sound is powerful, haunting, and unmistakable. In the mountains of North Carolina, shape note singing is thriving in communities which hold an annual singing convention. The Etowah Singing near Hendersonville has been going on for more than 100 years and is held in May and September. In Canton, singers gather at the Morning Star Methodist Church on Old Folks Day, the second Sunday in September. The Old Folks Day singing has been going strong since 1889 and is the oldest convention to use William Walker's shaped notes. To find out more about where you can learn and take part in shape note singing along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, visit BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road, he comes to the turn. A rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.